a Jewish Journal article. Let kids show their Jewish pita with DIY mezuzahs. I'm back. For the first craft project after my hiatus, I was inspired by the subject of this week's cover story, Disney animator Saul Blinkoff, and how he drew a mezuzah on Winnie the Pooh's doorpost. So I'm revisiting a popular project from a few years ago that lets kids participate in the mitzvah of hanging a mezuzah. These DIY mezuzahs are made with materials you may already have in the house. Travel-size toothpaste and cosmetic boxes are the perfect size to hold the claf, and you can decorate them with art supplies like duct tape, colored paper, and rhinestones. This craft activity is a great way to teach kids about the mezuzah, and they'll have their own custom-made one to hang on the doorway of their bedroom. Actually, these mezuzah cases are so spiffy, you may want to make one for yourself. What you'll need: small rectangular box, colored duct tape, embellishments, craft popsicle stick, glue. 1. Any small box that is long and skinny will work as a mezuzah case. Boxes that hold travel-size toothpaste, cosmetics, aspirin or eye drops are all appropriately sized. It's fun to look through your cabinets to see what you have available. 2. Pick some brightly colored duct tape and cover the boxes in them. You can also paint the box or wrap it in paper, but I find duct tape easier to use. Don't tape the box shut, however. You'll want the flap open to insert the scroll. 3. Embellish the cases however you want. Try cutting pieces of paper and gluing them on the box to make a mosaic pattern. Or cut strips of duct tape in contrasting colors and crisscross them on the box. 4. You can also glue three-dimensional bling on the boxes, like rhinestones, sequins, or even buttons. 5. Draw the Hebrew letter shin on the front of the case, or print it on the computer and cut it out, as I did in the examples. 6. Glue a craft popsicle stick to the back of the case. Craft sticks come in many sizes. Select one that is longer than the box. You can paint the craft stick or leave it as is. I bought craft sticks that are pre-painted. Jonathan Fong is the author of Flowers That Wow, and Parties That Wow, and host of Style with a Smile on YouTube. You can see more of his do-it-yourself projects at jonathanfongstyle.com.